Hey, podcasters, Claire's, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Claire's makes your day.
Premier Mark McGowan and actress Miranda Tapsell about her new movie.
And I give you another recommendation for Netmix and chill.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire's, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Love your location, but not your home? Keep your block and build your dream home with Ventura Homes.
Let's be honest. Here at the radio station at Mix 94.5, we like to make people feel good.
Yes, yeah, I believe so.
Steve last week had a crack at $2 million bucks. He won his 10 grand and he was a very happy man when he left. Yeah. Got some other prizes as well. But it's not always just about big prizes. Sometimes there's ways to make people's day. Sometimes it might be a small offering or just listening to their story.
Yeah, quite right.
So we've got a new segment.
Let Claire's in make your day. Let Claire's in make your day. He makes your day.
So the segment's called Claire's Makes Your Day. And it's nice to go and give people just that sort of warm, fuzzy feeling. It doesn't have to be $1 million.
You can tell in the music it's just about bringing joy.
Yeah, absolutely. And having Matt sing that was a bonus. You did that weeks ago, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
It's very cool. Now, I got to meet Jackie and Angus. And Jackie's got an extraordinary story. They live in the northern suburbs of Perth. Got to go and meet her. Now, Jackie's got a lot of things going on with her health, right? So, and namely, the main thing is Crohn's disease, but there are other things from that. And I thought with this one today, because Jackie has been going through a lot of not only testing and it's all the stress that comes with being sick.
Oh, sure. It's arduous, isn't it?
The treatment, the fear of the unknown, the costs that come with it, the time constraints, how much time you're spending at home with your partner, and her partner's name is Angus, her husband Angus, and the guilt that comes from that as well.
Yeah.
So I went up to their place with our producer Tom, with Dan the Internet, you know, to film, and the video's going to be up on Mix 94.5 Facebook, but we basically got Jackie to explain her circumstances.
Basically, I have got an untreatable autoimmune condition that is killing me. Have had it for about 20 years. It's known as Crohn's disease, but unfortunately I'm allergic to all the treatments for it.
Right.
So I've had about 9 operations at this stage, so now there is nowhere else for me to go.
The poor woman's like a pincushion.
Oh.
Mm.
She showed me her port in her chest because, you know, she has trouble with her veins and the like as well. And there are a lot of people who are going through various treatment right now. So, you know, so many people across Perth will be able to relate to Jackie's problems.
But one
of the things she's going through is the guilt with her partner, who's a wonderful partner they met many years ago. But we've talked about how she felt about Angus.
This guy is my best friend since I met him in Dublin. Most people would do a runner when they see someone that sick. He was quite the opposite. He held my hand. He was, you know, someone I could lean into. I was in a situation where I was in a ward and I just had my 4th surgery, and 3 other girls were there with the same condition, and their husbands and their boyfriends left them in a hospital, which was awful to see. So, and I just got real, wow, this guy is incredible. And I've said to him many a time, you know, you didn't sign on for this. You know, you can go if you want, and I will not think any less of you. But nope, he's still with me.
He's still got a smile on his face, Angus. Yeah, very, very supportive. And it's horrible when you hear that, people have made the decision to leave someone who's not well.
Yes, yeah. It's tough.
And we all are about hope, let's be honest. Mm. So we asked about the future. What are the prospects for Jackie?
I don't really have that much of a future, but I don't let it get to me. I've been told maybe a year, if I'm lucky, I might be able to push past that, but I don't think that will be possible because they've done all the surgery they can and it's unfixable.
Yeah.
This possibly could be my last trip round.
Yeah, so a lot of that stuff's very difficult to hear, but because you're feeling for the couple sitting there. So that's where the Makes Your Day bit comes in, and this is how that unfolded.
They gave you all the details at the promoters to be the right people who found some A reserve tickets for both of you to go to Fleetwood Mac. We've done it already.
Oh, you're kidding.
We just thought we'd surprise and trick you, so you're going to go see the Mac.
That's fantastic. There you go.
Our pleasure. Yeah.
Can I just hug you?
Yeah. No worries at all.
That is amazing. I won't cry. I won't cry. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much to Mix.
Our pleasure.
For everything that you do. And we love the show.
Best radio station ever. And I'm not just saying that because of this. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. You just made our day.
Oh, no.
How's that?
there's
how
the promo.
Is that?
So,
Angus,
on you,
a lifelong Fleetwood Mac fan. She's a mad David Bowie fan. I couldn't do anything about that.
No.
It's a little bit too late. But to see the looks on their faces, and Angus just about fell off his chair when they found out they were going to be up nice and close at A reserve seats at Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, and a great treat for Angus too, if he's the one who's sticking by his partner. And, you know, it's great for them to get out and do something nice together.
Yeah, so good morning from the Big Breakfast this morning to Jackie and Angus, and glad that we could make your day.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
And the Premier is in the building, Mark McGowan. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to see you, Premier. Not only, of course, the Premier of the great state of Western Australia, but proud member for the local electorate of Rockingham. Is that correct?
The greatest city in the greatest state in the world.
Oh, there you go. We needed to talk earlier because my Matt's Hits from Your Hood this week is Rockingham.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm sure it'll be complimentary.
Well, of course it will be. But one of the things was when I asked for people's Facebook comments were, you know, I was there the other day, beautiful, had a swim, lovely. Some people were giving it a really hard time.
Well, that would be a first. I've never heard of anyone giving Rockingham a hard time before.
Great place to live.
It's a great place to live. I've lived in Rockingham now for nearly 30 years.
Okay.
And look at me. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm fighting fit.
You are.
Mr. Premier, we want to talk about the Derby in a moment, but we'll first go to our political correspondent, Kimber Cale.
Oh, I'm going politics.
Yeah.
Well, look, I just want to say in the paper today, there was a couple of pages on some people who are doing it really tough. And this is all over Perth. I mean, we know, but these particular people are living in Rockingham in the bushland there. And you must see this quite a bit, but they're not causing any trouble in your electorate. There's no trouble in the area, but people really are still struggling, aren't they?
Homelessness is a very sad thing. And you see it on the streets of Perth, people living in doorways or Fremantle or around the place. It's terribly sad. Lots of services out there, public housing and the like, but it's very complex. And sometimes dealing with these issues has a whole range of factors to it.
Yeah.
And so it might be mental health, or there might be drugs, there might be family breakup, there might be depression, there might be all those sorts of things mixed in. Anyway, there's a lot of great people working on it, a lot of great services, and I congratulate all those people who are doing that.
Yeah, it does seem, they were saying, just suggesting that they've been offered sometimes accommodation or some opportunities, but they might be moved to Fremantle or whatever, but they don't want to leave Rockingham. That's their home and that's their area. And so it's about maybe trying to get more services in that area so that they don't have to leave.
There's great services. I mean, I know the people from the Salvos or Anglicare or Communicare or any of those sort of services that are out there providing support. And sometimes there are reasons why people aren't in more traditional styles of housing, but we do our best to try and house people and provide that support for them.
Yep.
Hey, Mark, can we call Paul Papalia? Can we get the tourism minister to organise maybe $1 million to get Eddie McGuire over for a photo with a quokka? Because Eddie wants the government to pay him to come over.
Don't
support,
do it to the quokkas.
Support maybe, WA.
Well, I'm sure we could rustle up 15, 20 bucks.
What do you think about Eddie's call yesterday?
Look, I don't know. I don't mind Eddie.
No.
Yeah. I mean, he's all right. He's, you know, he's a bit loud and, you know, he's very Melbourne. You know, as I said, the papers asked me and I said, well, I like Basil and Dennis much better.
Yeah.
You know, that's just me, you know.
Yep.
They're very, they're a little bit gentler in the way they deal with
things.
Sure,
yeah.
And I think that's more Western Australia than Eastern States.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are gentler. Our radio is gentler. Yeah. Everything about us is gentler than the Eastern States. There's a harder edge in Sydney and Melbourne than here.
I think you're right.
It's pretty hard to top Dennis Cometti too.
Oh, yeah. He's the nicest man you'd ever meet.
Yeah.
I mean, he should be the saint. He should have a sainthood.
Actually, right. Well, he's Dennis Cometti AM.
Yes, he is.
Well, he is. We named a big the media centre at the stadium after him.
True.
But he was humble about it. He's a lovely guy.
Brilliant guy. Now, I guess, Premier, we haven't seen you since last year. What is happening? What's going on?
Well,
in the world of being a Premier.
Lots of things. Creating jobs. That's our number one priority. So, you know, daily basis, we're announcing new projects, securing new projects for Western Australia, announcing new things for the state, whether it's tourism or mining or oil and gas or lithium or whatever it might be. There's lots of those sorts of things happening.
Okay.
Right. Is there
and
anything
I work
else?
Very hard on that. There's a lot of effort goes into securing those sorts of things.
Sure.
And then getting the budget back under control whilst providing good services and infrastructure.
Of course.
You know, and the other thing I've been very proud of is how much money we've got out of the Commonwealth Government. We have we've worked very hard at that and we've got billions out of them. So Metronet, we've got billions of dollars from the Commonwealth to pay for our rail line, and we get money for hospitals and the like, and we've got our GST share. So we've got lots of things going the right way in WA.
Great.
And is there something that you would like to see Matt put in the Hits From Your Hood Rockingham song? Something that you think absolutely has to go in there to represent Rocco?
Oh, yeah, being a local boy.
Has it been written already?
Well, it's in the process.
Things can always be tweaked.
He's quite flexible.
Well, you know, we've got penguins and we've got dolphins.
Yeah, I've got the penguins in there.
You got penguins?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got dolphins. We've got, lots of nice people. You've got that in there?
Yeah, that's in there.
They're nice people? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Beautiful waterfront.
You've been
I'm trying to think what else we got.
Mark, that waterfront on a sunny day is magnificent, isn't it, Rocky?
Rockingham's great. As I said, I've lived there 30 years. Yeah. I go to those shops, the waterfront, virtually every weekend and have a coffee.
Well, Captain Paul and I drove down there, and as I said, I'd read some, you know, negative comments, and we were going, this is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
And in other cities around Australia, those sorts of areas are, you know, it's like Cronulla. Manly.
$4 million. Yeah. Hey, Marcus, we wrap up here this morning. Now that we're into election mode and federally, does that change anything in the state?
Well, there'll be a lot of campaigning. I'll be helping my federal colleagues and Bill Shorten. I think he offers a stable alternative for Australia, and he certainly has a strong interest in Western Australia, so I'll be doing what I can to help Bill.
Oh, you won't be voting for Clive Palmer?
No.
He's not going to carpet.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Clive Palmer's not my favourite, but, Bill's done the hard yards. Yeah. And I think you got a reward effort.
Okay. Yeah, good to see you, Mark. Keep working hard, isn't it?
Well, when's this song playing?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Tune in.
It's going to be... try and rhyme something with dolphins.
We want you to play it at the AGM.
I'll so look forward to that.
Actually, what rhymes with nice people?
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, our next guest was so lovable and... showed her talent in the Aussie film The Sapphires two or three years ago. She's been Martha in Channel 9's drama series Love Child, the Stan series Wolf Creek, and she's co-written and starring in a new movie called Top End Wedding. Have a little listen to this.
I've always been able to see it. Both my parents walking me down the aisle. I can't get married if my mum isn't here.
So we're going to go and find her.
There it is, Top End Wedding. The Aussie movie's out now. Miranda Tapsell, good morning. Welcome.
Miranda, we haven't had the opportunity to see you in a while. You were last in our studio when Sapphires launched and we had the pleasure of saying hello then. How's life been going for you?
Oh, it's been absolutely fabulous. Up to my hometown.
Miranda, tell the listeners about Top End Wedding. What's it about?
So essentially my character Lauren has 10 days to get married. She's just been promoted. But the problem is they live in Adelaide and her family live up in the Northern Territory. So her and her groom-to-be, Ned... basically go on this wild journey across the territory to look after her mother when they realise she's run off.
I've just got one thing after seeing this movie. One thing was stuck in my head. You'll relate to this. Miranda, we can't give too much away, but the song does come up in the movie a hell of a lot, doesn't it? And it's very funny.
I just love cheesy love ballads from the 70s and the 80s. I'm going to say that shamelessly.
And you co-wrote this, right? So did you put that song in? Was that part of it?
Yeah, I totally suggested that to Josh, my co-writer, and he was just like, oh, man, this is great.
Legend.
So, Miranda, was that your hometown when you went back filming through the NT?
Yes, I'm a Darwin girl. I was born there. I grew up in Kakadu, and I have family on Tiwi. I think a sort of road trip movie was the perfect way to kind of show not only how vast and expansive the territory is, but also just how interconnected all the traditional groups are up there.
Yeah, and Miranda, you mentioned family a couple of times. Family is a very strong theme in the movie.
Well, yes, because my family are incredibly important. They're the ones that are going to look after me when I'm sick and not my career. So I think it's really important when I go up there to the territory that I ground myself, I realise what is important in life. So I think it was kind of perfect for a rom-com.
You did so much in this. I know you co-wrote it, so you're probably so familiar with what was going on. But from klutz to feisty to absolute beautiful, the scenes at the end, you're... The camera loves you so much. Now, we can't, as I said, we can't give too much away.
Oh, stop it.
But you did see, but there's so much to it. You must have been really happy with the end result.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. I mean, you can't always predict what audiences are going to think, but I love how it has resonated with so many people, Indigenous and non-Indigenous. I love that I got to show my family and they got to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, and we always say to people, you know, we've got to get behind our Australian films as well and the beauty that we get to see of our country if you don't have the pleasure of travelling the country yourself.
Yeah.
But just, you know, to get behind the Australian films so that we can produce more of this and share our stories.
Yes, thank you. But also, we do joyous films so well. Muriel's Wedding, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert and Strictly Ballroom. Films that have so much heart in them.
And I just want to say, Miranda, now Gwilym Lee is the English actor. He reminded me at times with his comic timing of Pierce Brosnan in Mrs. Doubtfire. He's just got that because he's so damn good looking. But if this movie's is half as big as Bohemian Rhapsody, you're all good.
Oh, I know. And he downplayed Bo Rap so much while he was shooting it. That's, we met when he was in the midst of it. And I said, oh, so what are you doing at the moment? And he said, shooting a film at the moment, and didn't really go into it. And it wasn't until he had been cast in the film that I realised that he was actually a part of it.
Mm, well, you know you're in the in crowd when you can call it Bo Rap.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, Miranda, does that mean that we're done and you're leaving us? That'll be next. We'll have to play KC the Sunshine Band. Please don't go. Hey, Miranda, all the best with the movie. Congratulations on everything you've done in it. And we will get people along to check it out.
Thank you so much.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Grab the popcorn and join us for Kimber's Net Mix and Chill.
We love these Netflix recommendations from one, Kimber Gale.
Yeah, it can come from Netflix, Stan, Amazon, whatever, but I've just lately been watching more Netflix.
You have,
that's
actually,
where they've been. But today I am recommending that you check out The Kominsky Method. It's a great comedy drama starring two incredible actors, Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin. And they are two men aging together. And it's this really gorgeous, relatable story of friendship, and it is filled with humour.
You know, I wake up every morning, my first thought is, what part of me is not working today?
Yeah, we are passengers on boats slowly sinking.
Your boat is slow? I'm like when the Titanic was pointing up.
It's very cute. It is. Michael Douglas plays Sandy Kominsky, who is an aging actor who enjoyed a brush with fame at one time and is now making a living as an acting coach.
I have an audition tomorrow for a shampoo commercial. How do I love that?
Wash your hair before you go. The true artist.
Yeah,
the other
Sandy, one more question. It's for Pantene.
It doesn't matter what the shampoo is, okay? Just wash your hair.
Thank you. That's why he's Sandy Kominsky. We are not.
Love it.
I found this show to be a really easy watch. It is sophisticated in its approach. It's got really clean language, and it's just a good light drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's very thoughtful and really well written.
So how's your love life? You're still seeing, what's her name, Triscuit?
Tristan, and no.
Oh, that's too bad. She was kind of cute.
Well, we didn't have much to talk about. You know, she was half my age.
Half your age is still an old woman.
Like you, Norman.
Do the math.
It is really cute. It's 30-minute episodes, so they're super easy to watch. 8 episodes in the season, and it has just a bevy of stars.
Yeah.
It also stars Nancy Travis, Danny DeVito, Elliot Gould, Jay Leno. It's pretty incredible who can turn up.
Popping up, don't they? And Nancy Travis is one of those actresses you go, I know her from somewhere. So your first thing that comes to mind might be Three Men and a Baby or Three Men and a Little Lady. Uh-huh. She was in those. But she was also in Becca with Ted Danson as well.
Yeah, that was the big role I remember her from. And look, but perhaps suitable for a slightly older audience. But look, I'm in my 30s. I really liked it. I thought it was really clever. Check it out on Netflix now. It's called The Kominsky Method. And that's K-O-M-I-N-S-K-Y. So as Kominsky.
As opposed to the Diktinsky Method.
Diktinsky Method,
which you can't see anywhere.
Yeah, but I want to come to your acting school.
Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Yeah. Please.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Jen, lift your game. Quite frankly,
poor
I
Jen.
Can't believe this. You know, this story got bumped for some crappy election, apparently, that we're having.
Funny that, isn't it?
All right, destination Taiwan.
Oh, yeah.
That's the sovereign country off the coast of China, or part of Greater China, depending on who's listening.
Anyone been to Taiwan?
No.
Bought a lot of things from there.
Unknowingly.
Yes. The sticker.
Isn't Super Chef Adam Luau from...
That's a good question.
Yeah, anyway. So a lady has presented at emergency with a swollen eye.
Okay.
She's not happy. She's got some irritation.
Okay. Right.
She's been working in the garden and she thinks she's had a little bit of dirt go in there.
Oh, yeah. A bit uncomfortable.
Yes. Well, doctors have a bit of a look.
Mm.
They see what looks to be tiny legs wriggling in her tear ducts.
Oh, dear.
Mm.
Oh.
Right?
Like an ant or something. Spots.
Well, yeah, it gets worse.
Yeah.
4 tiny bees.
Oh, I've started itching my eye. It's scratchy.
What? How do you get 4 bees in your eye?
How do you get 1?
Oh, that's hideous.
Right, they're called sweat bees. They're attracted to human sweat.
Of course I've got a fancy
name.
I've
got to Google this while you tell me. Yeah, I want to know what the ones are.
Get all paranoid.
It could turn out to be an absolute, like an April Fool's Day that we missed.
Well, it sounds like
11 days ago.
No, I want to see
ago.
What a sweat bee looks like.
A sweat bee. So tiny bees,
4
obviously.
4 tiny bees living under her eyelids, feasting on her tears, which sounds like Kimber's book.
That does.
And doctors, in what they're calling a world first, extracted all 4 bees alive.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, are they like getting capital punishment or what's going on with those bees?
I don't know what's happened to them. They've probably got a great career in morning breakfast television.
You're probably
right. You know what's terrifying is I've just Googled sweat bee.
Yeah.
And the first thing that came up in the, you know, algorithms was sweat bee. Sweat Bee Australia, Sweat Bee Taiwan. So Sweat Bee Australia came up before the lady in Taiwan.
What's been
happening here?
We must have some sweat bee issues.
We have got some issues.
All right, well, let's do that story tomorrow.
I'm going to check that out. They're really pretty, though. They're like green and metallic.
Oh, you should have left them in there. Really brings out your eyes.
See what's happening in the traffic this morning. The King Living Autumn sale is on now. Save up to 50% of selected award-winning furniture designs. Kimber, stop it.
There's vision of the bees in her eyes.
Oh, dear.
Is there? Which is kind of ironic, right? Vision of, anyway.
Yeah.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Sorting the winners from the wooden spooners. AFL footy tipping on the Big Breakfast. Brought to you by Channel 7, the West Australian, the Sunday Times, Mazda and Mix 94.5. With thanks to our official partner, Tab Touch. Go to thegame.com.au.
And we can give the official announcement after 3 rounds. We have a clear leader from the team. His name is Matt Dyktynski with 14.
Well, that is wonderful news. But can I just say to anyone, to highlight how little notice you should take of me and my tipping.
Sure.
I'm looking at my tips in today's paper going, why haven't I put Freo down? Who are Freo playing? But it's the Derby.
Yes, the
Derby. I'd forgotten.
I am 100. I'm just so happy that you said that because I looked at it the same to go, did we all pick Freo? And I went, oh, wait, none of us picked Freo. And then I asked producer Tom, who are Freo playing this weekend?
Okay, there you
and
go.
He went, it's the Derby. And we've talked about it all week.
I know.
I thought it was just that my football knowledge was really, really below par.
And there's a reason why we picked West Coast. They're the current champs, you know, the premiers. They've unfurled their flag and they're actually playing really good footy.
Yeah.
Freo is struggling a little bit, even though Fremantle are above West Coast on the ladder, which is weird, just by percentage. But Fremantle haven't won a Derby for 5 years.
Oh, and don't get me wrong, I'd love an upset.
Yeah, it'd be
great. I've got no problem with that.
It ain't going to happen, my friend.
Mm.
Well, it could upset the tipping at the very least, because every other game, we've gone for exactly the same tips, the three of us, except Maddie's backed his Mighty Bombers.
You have gone for the Bombers, and you're against the informed Lions from Brizzy, mate.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
When you're born and bred Windy Hill, as I'm not, it runs through your veins.
You're practically sheedy,
and
aren't you?
I saw something in the boys
against
Melbourne.
What, they finally got their act together?
Yeah, there's a hunger.
You only need to see a hint of it.
Yeah,
that's enough.
I only watched 5 minutes of the game, but I saw
something. Yeah,
and desperation.
Yeah. Someone for the opposition got a free kick. The other blokes just didn't run off.
Yeah.
Like the week before.
Yes, exactly.
So Matt 14, Kimber 12, myself, Clancy 13 at this point in time. But the leaders are on 15, so we're not that far away.
We're not far away at all.
But it makes you realise, though, I mean, that's still 3 games for me to get where they are. So you can't afford to make many errors.
Oh, you're having a season like the Western Bulldogs had. You won your premiership last year, but you're going down.
You're pretty much
done.
Oh,
no, no. Jack and I, we're tipping. Jack's my little buddy who helps me tip, and we won last year, and we came.
I know.
I love the wee rubbish.
Yeah.
I know.
Jack won last
Well, he
year.
Says we're a team, and so I'm okay with that. If he's allowing me to ride his coattails to just premiership of tipping, I'll take it.
Well, Laurie did the tips. The wife did the tips last week. She's been fired already because she didn't pick Brisbane. So that's ahead of me.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Think quick. Win cash. This is Mix 94.5's Pressure Test.
I would like to point out that even though I'm excited about holidays, not because I don't love being here, it's just that we'd love a sleep-in.
Yeah.
Just for a week.
Yeah. So next week, we're all going to sleep together.
Yay!
Let's go to Merriwa. G'day, Kelly.
Good morning, all.
How's it going in Merriwa today, Kelly?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
A bit cold?
Yes, very cold this morning.
Okay, well, look, let's heat things up with the pressure test. This is how it works, Kelly, just in case your first time. We'll give you a category, we'll give you a time limit. You're going to need to give us a certain number of correct answers before the time runs out. For each correct answer, you get $10, but if you get all of them, $250. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, Kelly, you're a bit nervous, aren't you?
Yeah.
Take one really big deep breath, because you're amongst mates.
Right.
Beautiful.
We got this.
She's ready to go.
All right. Kelly, it's a tight one. We're putting 10 seconds on the clock.
Done.
So just spew the words out of your mouth. Yeah. We need you to list 6 songs featuring Jimmy Barnes. Go.
Working Class Man. Oh, my God. I used to go to this concert all the time.
I do his concert all the time. Kelly. I forgot the songs.
Oh, Kelly, that was so like hard, the actual sound of what happens in my brain.
Yes.
Whenever there's a ticking clock.
The segment should be called Brain Freeze.
That'd be the perfect title.
Oh, look.
Definitely nailed Working Class Man.
Smashed it.
Nailed that one, Kelly. That was said with such confidence. And surely there's a Jimmy Barnes song that's out, Mac.
What about Ride the Night Away? We spoke to Steve Vans out the other day.
Yes.
I mean, you've got your Kay Sands and you've got, I mean, all the Cold Chisel songs.
Good Times you did with INXS.
He did.
He's done kind of like soul-y jazz stuff as well, hasn't he?
Well, he had the 2 or 3 soul albums, which sold a lot. Soul Deep. So he's done all those River Deep, Mountain Highs and all that kind of stuff.
Kelly, I don't know either. Yeah.
Good on you,
Sorry, Kel, but $10.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Put that towards put that towards the heating bill.
Yeah, true.
Hey, good on you, Kelly. Well done for conquering the nerves and spend your $10 and think of us as you do so.
Will do. Cheers, guys.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, guys, this is one of my worst nightmares.
Oh, God.
Waking in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And you can hear someone in your house.
Oh, God, yeah, totally.
You know, like nobody wants to experience that. It's awful. And, you know, you're woken up and you just hear a bit of noise, maybe some banging around. And you don't really know.
Sure.
And you never really know what it is. And I think most people probably do this. You lay there in fear for a bit listening to think, is that it outside? Where is it? What part of the house is it in?
Yeah.
Where's my bat? That kind of stuff.
Where's the baseball bat?
Well, this is what happened to this woman in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
She has woken up. She's heard these noises and thought, oh, my God, there is someone in my house. And she's called the police.
Right.
And the police, thankfully, have turned up really quickly. The police turned up, got to the house and said, yep, there's someone locked in her bathroom.
Oh, really?
They're locked in the bathroom and you could see shadows under the door and there was a lot of movement going on. And the police just came in with their guns, stood outside the door and started making demands, saying, get out, whatever.
Yep, yep.
And they kept hearing rustling noises and the noise became more frequent as they continued to issue directions while the cops were telling them what to do.
Right.
And then eventually, the cops just went, we're going in, and they entered the bathroom with their guns drawn, ready to take on the burglar to discover that it was one of those Roomba vacuum cleaners.
You mean the robot?
The robot.
The robot vacuum cleaner. It turned itself on in the middle of the night and it just started vacuuming in her bathroom and it was bashing against the walls and things like that. They were quite suspicious it was something worse than that, and that's all it turned out to be.
Now, presumably, as this is America, the police shot the robot vacuum dead.
They shot at least seven shots through the door before they went in. Shoot first and clean the cartridge later.
Yeah,
but you know that feeling of just like how much fear you can talk yourself into, that absolutely debilitating fear, And then it turns out that it's nothing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that I know someone. Actually, you've got to be careful what you say with these stories. But yeah, Laurie does have a family member who was once in absolute state of panic because of a noise at the front door.
Mm.
And she was freaking out. She was going to ring the police, but rang her mum instead. And what had happened is the cat had chased a mouse, which had become lodged between the front wooden door and the security door.
Oh.
So you've got a rodent running rampant between the two doors with about 2 inches to spare and a cat on the other side going nuts.
But it would sound like someone rattling at
absolutely.
Your door to get in.
Absolutely. And what a horrible noise. So scratching and, you know, obviously the cat was going nuts as well. But
I'm still loving the fact that she called her mum rather than the cops.
you want to come around, mum? No, I don't.
Mum's going to draw some weapons.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about Laurie going down there and thinking, that's going to be even worse.
Oh, God. Well, look, to this day, I've had to get out of bed because something that I know is a shirt or something that's creating a shadow or a shape in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks like a dude, and I've just got to get up and clear that out of my mind.
Yeah.
Because you can't rest either.
No, I can't rest.
At
no.
night, everything seems worse. But give us a call, 133353. When have you been really scared for no reason?
Oh, do it. Some good stories.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
We're doing it this morning with our friends from Ventura Homes.
Yeah, look, if you're looking for more inclusions, and we're always looking for more, aren't we? Well, they think theirs are the best you'll find.
It's pretty nice that they don't mind that we're greedy.
No.
They're good with that. They've got beautiful home designs from $177,490. That doesn't come off the tongue very easily, does it?
What was it again? $177,490?
Yeah, you did it much better.
Nah, that's all good.
You know, great homes. Talk to the guys at Ventura Homes.
Yeah, that's ventura-homes.com.au. Their BRN is 10805. Good on you, Ventura.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
A woman in Oregon woke in the middle of the night to noises in her bathroom, called the police. Police came in with guns drawn, only to discover that it was her robot vacuum that had turned itself on in the middle of the night and was making its way around the bathroom. But she was terrified.
Of course.
And this is what happens is that sometimes you just find yourself getting really scared for no reason.
Yes.
Pina's in Bankshire. Oh, no, Captain Paul.
Well, Captain Paul first has got a story.
Yeah, look, years ago I was working up in Wickham and I'd fallen asleep on the couch at night.
Yes.
And wake up to just
that's unusual.
Being fully fully aware of a big bang or noise that had actually woken me up. And all the lights were out. So I actually thought someone had broken into the house, turned the power off, and they were actually inside. And I was just down near the couch, shaking. And then I heard another thunderclap and I went, oh, hang on. Okay, it's a lightning storm. And so it was, nothing happened, but I tell you, it scared the legs.
Just a power out.
Yeah. I could have easily gone to the toilet in my pants that day.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'm glad we crossed to Paul for that.
Now, we're scared about that. Paul was scared. Now we can go to Banks to go. G'day, Pina.
Hi, hey, guys. How are you going?
Good. When have you been scared for no reason?
Actually, it wasn't me. It was 2 weeks ago. I was in bed sleeping and I heard a bang on my bedroom window and I'm thinking, oh, shit, what the hell's that? So I've gone and looked through the window and it's a girlfriend of mine who lives down the about 20 minutes away from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I've opened the door and she's freaking out. She's going, oh, my God, someone's breaking into my house. And I just took off. I haven't got my phone or anything. No. And she's in her PJs and she's walked 20 minutes to my house in the middle of the night. And I'm thinking,
oh, my God.
She must be petrified. So I said, have you left your house wide open? And she goes, yeah, I've just bolted. And I said, well, we've got to go down and lock your door.
Mm.
So we've gone down there and, of course, the house is wide open, the light's on. And we've managed to, her bedroom's right by the front door. So I said, get in there, grab your phone and your wallet and let's just get the hell out of here. So we've shut the door and taken off. So in the morning, I said, let's go. We're braver in the daylight. So we've gone down there and we've walked in the door and I've gone to go through the rest of the house and she's walked into the study and seen papers on the floor.
No.
So I've gone through and I've come back and I said, look, the house hasn't been touched. Everything's locked.
Yep.
And she's gone, oh, you're not going to believe it. She goes, what? She goes, it was the printer. I'd set stuff off to print and I hadn't realised, I'd completely forgotten about it. And it was the printer that had set her off and she freaked.
Oh no.
Damn printer.
Also, Pina, how brave are you girls? You're like, oh, let's go back and lock the place and then go back in the next day. I mean, what?
Oh, we had no choice because both our husbands work away.
Yeah,
we were on our own, so we had no choice.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah, you've got to do it. So, yeah, it was. She's never lived it down.
No,
after.
No, you wouldn't.
The walk to your place is the most terrifying part about that. She was walking on her own.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I keep saying is you must have been that petrified to walk in the middle of the night, no shoes, in a little PJ.
I know. What people will do to get their 14,000 steps per day, I tell you.
Hey, Peter, you win the Bravery Award. Well done, which would be a $150 Swan Taxi voucher.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, guys. Yeah,
next cool. time Give your friend your can friend. Get in a cab.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Five famous people, $10,000. Mix 94.5's Mix Stars with ABC Blinds.
Operation Mix Stars. System ready.
At 8:09, let's go to Balga. Sue, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Hello. Thank you.
Sue, welcome to Mix Stars. This is how it works. We're about to play the audio of five famous people, our Mix Stars. You need to guess who all five are, and they must be in the correct order. Each new identified star in the correct spot is going to be worth $1,000. But if you identify all five in the correct order, the major prize is 10 grand. Okay.
All right, Sue, we're going to make it nice and quiet and give you one more listen. Here we go.
Initializing Mix Stars in 3, 2, 1.
Fishing.
Effortless.
Idea.
Ironically.
Magnus.
Mm. There we go.
Okay, Sue.
There's all your candidates.
Yeah, in the correct order, who are our five Mix Stars?
All right, I'm going to say Dennis Cometti, Terry Irwin, Malcolm Turnbull, Kylie Minogue, and... what did I write there? No, I wrote Dennis down again. I'm just going to pick Eddie McGuire for the sake of it.
Okay.
Eddie at five.
Okay,
Got
so...
have a crack there.
Take a look at the adjudicator.
Processing.
Oh.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect.
Never mind. Yeah.
It's all right. You've got to keep trying, Sue. Everyone's going to have a crack at it and keep listening because if someone gets one right, that's when you do want to latch on.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, thank you. Lovely.
Good on you, Sue.
Thanks, Sue.
Day.
You too.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
The man behind Summer Heights High and We Can Be Heroes, Chris Lilley, has another series on its way. Lunatics is coming with six new characters who are very eccentric and scarily recognisable.
Like, it's not a problem, but me and my brothers, we've all got massive asses. Like, it sticks out a fair bit, but you just get used to it.
A scrunchie on every second fence paling just to piss the neighbours off.
He's threatened to call the council on me.
My name's Keith Dick. I live for fashion. My secret is that I was diagnosed with a sexuality disorder.
I've set up my own YouTube channel.
Hey, Baconated, it's party time!
Now, it sounds like Chris Lilley. It all sounds ridiculous. And it's not been easy for Chris Lilley to make comedy in the current landscape where everyone is so offended by everything.
Yes.
It's a very dangerous time to make these kind of shows. So no way of knowing how this is going to pan out until we start to hear the feedback. But the new series, Lunatics, will be on Netflix April 19. So you can check that out there if you like.
Very good.
Because he's played a person of colour and a Chinese character at a time where no one does that anymore.
No.
Yeah.
And a character who wasn't gay, but his mum kept saying he was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's all those different things that could get people upset.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, all the good things in life come around again. You would remember this.
Oh, yeah. Everyone click.
What a classic.
Oh, awesome. Gomez, legend.
It is back in animation form, The Addams Family. Oh. The creepy and the kooky trailer has been released.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Blow F6!
Yes.
You sunk my battleship!
How I wish something would liven up this already tedious day. Thanks for trying, Ichabod.
It is a fully animated feature film starring all of the characters we know and love, but just, you know, slightly morphed to fit into the animated film. But a little bit of a wait ahead for that one. It is not going to be in cinemas until December 5.
Okay.
Actually, so when they did the role, it was Raul Julia and Angelica Houston.
Yes.
It was a hit, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I think so.
When they did the movie a few years ago.
Yep. I think this one will be cute.
Okay.
It looks pretty cute.
Animated.
Now, guys, record stores across the country are celebrating the 12th Record Store Day this Saturday. It's about celebrating your local indie record store and their place in the world of music. You know, there's so many artists that make music and never get radio play.
Yep.
And the local indie store helps to spread the word. They play that music in store. They play bands live in store. Yep. And they stock the CDs and the vinyl that you can't get everywhere else. And so it's a really important role that they play in music. And so to celebrate, there'll be stores showcasing live performances. They throw parties, DJ sets. They throw snags on the barbie. You get a bit of everything. And they'll raid the vaults for the vinyl. And that is happening on Saturday. And so in WA, I mean, there's a list of places that are celebrating it. Dada Records in Perth, Diabolic in Mount Hawthorne, Sound One in Yokine,
right.
Midland Records in Midland, Mills Records and Junction in Frio.
Yeah.
So check it out, recordstoreday.com.au, to see who's participating. And, yeah, just be behind it. It's a great way to celebrate
Brilliant.
Music and find out what you're missing out on.
God, could you imagine the music nerds would just be hanging out at record stores on that day?
See you there.
Yeah. Actually, there's a whole lot of releases coming out too on vinyl, which is cool for the likes
yeah.
of U2, Elvis Costello, also Billy Joel and Elton John releasing live albums. And the members of Pearl Jam are like ambassadors for Record Day. So they're pretty excited because past members have included, you know, those ambassadors they've used, Ozzy Osbourne and Dave Grohl from
yeah.
Foo Fighters and that over the years.
Yeah,
so.
I was reading a story just the other day that vinyl sales are through the roof.
They're
yeah,
huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Big comeback. Yeah.
Going very well. So recordstoreday.com.au. Go and be a part of it. That's your daily juice.
Nice work, KC.
The Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Right card with Mix 94.5's Blue Light Disco.
Let's go to success because someone's been successful. G'day, Michelle.
Hello, how are you going?
Michelle, thank you for registering to come along to the Blue Light Disco. We'd love to upgrade you and put you in the VIP section.
Yeah.
I'd love to accept.
Oh, fantastic. That's you and three friends joining us in the VIP section with your drinks and nibblies and just having a lot of fun, Michelle.
Oh, my God, how exciting. I was a dancing queen at my daughter's wedding on the weekend.
Oh, really? You went off, did you?
I went off, but my girlfriend pulled a hammy, so I...
Well, Michelle, you've got a chance to do a repeat episode, so we're looking
yeah.
forward to partying with you tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm so happy for that. Thank you.
Oh, it's our absolute pleasure, and don't forget there's 10,000 to be won on the night too. So who knows, Michelle, could be you.
That could be me caravanning.
Good on you, dancing queen. We'll see you at the party.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Now,
thanks so much to everyone who registered at mix.com.au for tickets. There were so many people who were keen to party with us.
Yeah. Yep.
And those who won tickets, we have sent them out to you and you need to bring them with you to get in. For those who didn't hear from us, I'm sorry, registering wasn't enough. You did need to actually win the tickets as well.
Yes, but Capital... which will be Pinocchio's for the short time that we're there, but then back to Capital at 9 p.m. and that, of course, is open to the public. So
yeah.
feel free to join after that.
Rock up at 9. Everyone will still be there.
Yeah.
Last year they were there partying till
so
late.
So many people got dressed up. And the
yeah.
beautiful thing as well, unlike last year, it's not going to be pouring down with rain because a lot of people are standing up and
That's right.
lining
yeah.
up. They're just brave soldiers. But it's going to be a great party. Mix 94.5's Blue Light Disco, thanks to Capital Nightclub.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, look, you know me, always trying to better my knowledge.
Yeah.
Do you know why most fish live in salt water?
No. Mm.
Because the pepper makes them sneeze.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Oh, brother.
Have your dream home built by Perth's most awarded home builder. Talk to Ventura Homes today. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.